When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Toby.
Oh, one of those ones, eh?
Sun shining outside.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's supposed to be a glorious day tomorrow. I think I've just
broken my table. Can't take you anywhere.
It's all good, mate.
It's all good.
She's fixed.
So it was an exciting weekend of rugby.
Lots happened.
So exciting that you sent me a message.
I did, yep. Didn't I?
What did the message say?
You've had a shocker.
Yes.
Now,
why had I had a shocker? So on Subaru, those people might have spotted that Damo316 is no longer on the top five. And I may have forgotten to put my picks in.
But do you know
And then I did put my picks in, and I got almost all of them wrong.
Yes. But do you know what really, really annoyed me? Is that you got one pick.
Yeah, that I didn't even pick.
Yeah. How has that happened?
Do you know what really annoyed me? Was you sent me that message, and I hadn't watched the games yet.
Oh, really? Are you joking? Oh.
So I was out. I had to get out early to take my son off to football, soccer football.
I left it for a wee while as well,
and
you know.
Then I got a message saying on my way home, right, just as I'm about to watch the rugby, and I have, you've had a shocker. So I knew that at best, I'd won one game. So I was watching all of these games in the knowledge that I had lost, pretty much. So you ruined my whole weekend of watching rugby.
Well,
thank you for that.
In
future, that's so kind of you. Why don't you just text me going, have you seen the games yet? Have you seen the results?
In future, yeah. I shall. I thought you would have seen them by then.
Oh, he's that guy, everyone.
Every Friday. So every Friday at lunch, we have lunch together really every Friday, don't we?
Pretty much, yeah. We see each other twice a week now, don't we?
Yeah, we
lunch
do.
Lunch on a Friday.
And then here. But the lunch on the Friday is always a bit like, oh, Dame, have you seen the scores?
No, I haven't. Yes.
Oh, well, you'll find them interesting. ruined it for me now.
They were both really good games. I think you'll like them.
While he's chewing on his rabbit food.
Anyway, mate, it's time for messages from our supporters.
It is.
Now, Toby has also sidestepped the rather long email from the Razzler Dazzler. Oh, you're going to do the first two.
The thesis.
Yes.
Right, okay, cool. He's going for his doctorate, isn't he? Doctorate in Super Rugby Podcast. This one's from Jason. Good day, boys. Love it. I think it's John Kerwin, isn't it?
Yeah, JK.
Yeah, from the breakdown, said that in the near future, New Zealand Super Rugby teams won't have enough players for five teams. And so does this mean that the Highlanders are out? Does it mean that the Highlanders are out? They would be the one.
It is a worry. Yeah. I've done a little bit of research into this, and you know, some clubs are struggling to put out a senior men's team.
Yep.
You know, that's
bad.
Amazing to think that these club rugby teams are struggling to put out men's sides.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's down to the fact that if you don't make it out of school, the pathway's kind of evaporated for you.
Yeah.
So after school rugby tends to be social rugby now.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you came out of school, if you wanted to make it, if you're taking your rugby seriously, you went and played club rugby.
Yeah.
You got picked from club rugby to play NPC.
Or provincial rugby, you know.
And then from there.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, if you're not part of the academy at 18, the likelihood of you making it is virtually
non-existent.
So though all those serious rugby players...
I'd love to know now, the newcomers coming in, where they're from. You know, what cities are they from, or towns, or little suburbs, what schools they're from. You know, because back in the day, or not back in the day, but 10 years ago, you know, they're from little towns, a lot of these players.
I don't think that's the case anymore, you know.
No, that's what I mean, you know.
If they are, they've moved to a Christ College or
Auckland Grammar
or something for the sixth form. Yeah, it is a worry.
But you would do that as a young player, wouldn't you? You've got a better chance then.
I think, to be honest...
You're moving to a better team.
I don't think the Highlanders will go, but I do think Moana Pacifica is more likely to have to be somewhat culled, whether that's player-wise, and they have to take people, which we're going to talk about a bit later, from the islands.
Yeah.
Then,
but also you could go this X team, which could be the Highlanders, Moana Pacific merge.
Oh, you'd hate that. Just imagine if you're from the deep south. There's a history behind the Highlanders rugby. And you can't put out a team.
Yeah.
Terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is terrible. Anyway, he goes on to say also, why are New Zealand and Australia crazy when rugby league players come to union? Is there no depth in these countries?
No, it's just that traditionally, if you're as old as me, rugby league used to poach all the top rugby players.
Yeah.
And then rugby turned professional and we got a little bit back.
Yeah.
But that kind of poaching has almost stopped. And now that it's coming back, it's quite exciting.
It is coming back. Oh, well, there's a big thing with old Steady Eddie, isn't there?
Yeah, big thing with Steady Eddie and, you know, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Yeah.
This young kid that's come. I mean, I don't know what rugby league you're talking about because all the top rugby league players traditionally have gone to private schools and played rugby.
Yes.
And they get poached from private schools.
Yeah, but they get a better offer.
They get a better offer. So,
you know, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely. They get an opportunity straight out of school.
Yeah.
Which they might not get at a Super Rugby level.
Yeah.
Which is a bit weird because in New Zealand it's almost the other way around. You only get that opportunity out of school.
Yeah.
Past that, you're too old.
Yeah. Just asking, because an American friend... keeps saying it's the same sport. So he's sort of said the comparison between rugby and rugby league is like NFL and XFL.
What is that?
I don't know what XFL, and I do not want to type it into my school laptop.
No, neither do I.
In case something pops up. But that's extra his large. Comparison. Extra large ladies.
Extra large female lingerie.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so what would the comparison be?
Me.
That was real bad. Real bad. What would the comparison be?
Let's be honest. The history of rugby league was they thought a group of people up north.
We don't want the history. We don't want the history.
People do. This is a rugby podcast, mate. People want to be not just entertained,
but
they
educated.
Want to be educated. Okay. So rugby league started because a group of people in the north thought rugby was boring because all they did was kick the ball all the time. So they created a side game and it became very popular in the north of England, and then it's gone through to New Zealand and Australia.
But, I didn't realise it was created in England.
Yeah, created in England, mate.
Wow.
And in the north, that's why it's such a stronghold in the north of the UK.
Yeah, well that's primarily where it's played.
That's what I'm trying to say, because it was invented up north.
Yes, but the sort of question that Jason's asking...
Yeah, there isn't, mate. There isn't one. There is, I mean, maybe...
Cricket and baseball?
Well, it's a bit closer than that, though, isn't it?
Baseball
and softball.
Softball.
There you go. Baseball and softball.
Yeah.
Karate and judo.
No. No.
Wrestling... And WWF.
Wrestling and judo.
Yeah, okay.
Wrestling and judo. Right, the next one. Chiefs crushed the Crusaders and with two yellows.
Mm. Yeah.
That was the final right there. Brumbies will need a lot more than Nick White's lame-assed mo to go even closer. McKenzie looked good. Admittedly, a bit like a deranged troll doll. But otherwise, every bit the AB's fly half. Contrast that with Fatty Mwanga's efforts.
About as impressive as Razor's coma.
Yeah,
Razor's.
Razor's. Okay, and that's from Flash. Now, he's gone in hard there.
Flash goes in hard.
Yeah.
Flash. He goes, we're quite immature. listen, all I've got to say is just be careful here, Flash, because I think Flash enjoyed it too much.
Yes.
It's not the final.
No.
It's not the final. And
remember, the final's only one game.
Exactly. And it was close. It was a close game. Crusaders could have won it. The Chiefs won it. Deservedly so.
Do you think without those two yellow cards, the Crusaders would have won? Because the scoreline, 10 points, it doesn't seem close. I didn't watch the game.
So, the Crusaders should have won, but failed to play rugby. They failed to take the ball by the horns.
Execute the easy things? Or
just not so much that, but more. They got a lead. They came back from being behind. They got a lead. They played some pretty good rugby. And then rather than trying to keep going, they just kicked the ball away,
sat back.
And, you know, as we said last week, the Chiefs are clinical.
Oh, yeah.
And the Crusaders aren't. The big worrying thing for the Crusaders was the scrum, because traditionally the Crusaders have out-scrummaged all of the New Zealand teams. Not so on the weekend, you know, 15 minutes to go, and the Crusaders are getting penalised in the scrum.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of. You can't apply pressure if you don't have a line out of a scrum. So, yeah, fair point, but I think it's very early. And what I did see on the weekend was, and we're going to go into this, there are numerous teams that could win this year's competition.
I agree.
Right, the next one's from Razzler Dazzler. Best 10. He agrees with you about D-Mac.
Yep.
He thinks D-Mac's a bench player.
Yep.
He thinks he's good enough to play, start.
Yep.
But he'd be more effective on the bench. They'd bring him on 10, 15 minutes to go. He'll run everyone ragged. He's made many good points. You might be surprised, but he's made many good points.
Next point is
Eddie and Australia.
Yep.
And he's trying to say, listen, the Eddie Jones is going to be a nightmare.
But he'll be
effective for the first little bit, and then he won't make the next World Cup because he'll upset too many people. He started with picking a fight with the NRL, which we know about. He also, by doing this, the Razzle Dazzle alludes to, and I do agree with him, that if you were a current Aussie rugby player and all you're hearing about is Eddie Jones going after all these rugby league players, do you think it would have an impact on you deciding whether or not you stay or go? Do you remember Richard Kahui?
Yeah.
When Sonny Bill got, you know, he was like, yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Didn't last very long.
See ya. No, yeah, I think you're right. Especially the people that are on the fringe, you know, like, oh, I've started a couple. I'm on the bench most of the time.
Do I stick around?
Do I stick around or should I chase the money and play for 4 more years and then retire?
Yeah. And, I mean, maybe you're safe if you're a front rower. You're safe if you're a second row. Maybe you're safe if you're a forward, because we don't
see. You're safe if you're a forward.
But if you're a centre, wing or fullback, not so safe.
You're in the firing line.
You are in the firing line big time.
Those are probably the only positions that
there is that big crossover. Yeah.
And, you know,
Brad Thorne.
Brad Thorne, true.
He's the only one I can think of that comes into that forward.
About Sam Burgess or Sam Burge?
But he played in the backs. Yeah, he should have been a forward.
He started as a forward.
Mm.
He played maybe one or two games. Mm. He did, though, didn't he?
He played for Bath as a forward.
Yes.
But
And it backfired.
Only because the Bath manager wanted him to play as a forward.
That's what I mean. It backfired.
England never played him as a forward.
No. No.
It was a ridiculous situation.
It was a ridiculous situation to have him in the team.
Yeah. Another one. I'm going to just bring up another couple of points. He goes on to say, New Zealand coaches. So the Chiefs have secured Clayton McMillan for 3 more years. Now, Clayton McMillan is a top coach.
Yes. Well, I
wasn't sure about this.
No.
When he first took over Gatlin. But the way that he's got those boys going, the attacking structure that he's got, the forward structure, he's got the full game here, the full court package, right? He's gone, Tony Brown's gone to Japan.
Yep.
Wayne Smith has gone to Japan.
Yep.
Dave Rennie's gone to Japan.
Yep.
Reyes has gone to the All Blacks, and he's taking a Blues and Hurricanes head coaches with him.
Yep.
The Crusaders assistants have all gone as well.
Yeah.
So who's left? Clay McMillan and really the Highlanders, who are currently probably looking for a new coach right now.
Yeah.
So my thing to you is, we should move back to New Zealand. We'd have half a chance, mate, of getting a Super Rugby team. But is this an opportunity for the younger coaches? And I looked at the Baby Blacks, you know, when we had that mass exodus because of a load of players being banned for going to South Africa. And then they had to put out a young team.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be in a similar situation where they're going to have to find good coaches from somewhere.
Young, good coaches.
And they can't rely on people coming back from overseas.
Mm.
Very, very interesting. The last thing here is keeping a lid on it. He's very excited about the Chiefs. Very excited about the Chiefs and the final that he obviously wants to them to be in and win. What do you reckon are the chances of the Chiefs winning?
The chances of the Chiefs winning are pretty high.
If you gave a percentage chance, where do you think they sit right now?
Pretty high.
Go on, give us a percentage chance of winning.
I reckon about 60%.
Oh, yeah? That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. And then everyone else.
And then everyone else.
On their day could beat them.
100%. I think Crusaders are still second favourite.
Wow. That's pretty big for you to say, isn't it?
I know. It really
giving me a chance. Right, mate, it's time for Super Brew. Although I do not want you to read it out.
It is time for Super Brew.
The music has started.
Now, Damo's had a shocker.
Mm.
Can I just say that
I was at 4th, now I'm at 12th. Let's move on.
Oh, you went
hey,
down,
you've done
you went
really
down
well.
8 places.
You've done really well as well. You're up there, aren't you?
I'm fifth.
Did you pick him all right? Oh, wow.
Should we just talk about me right now?
It's pretty much what we do most weeks anyway.
Yeah, I picked all of them right. Yeah, I was very lucky. Very lucky.
Right, mate, top four, bottom four.
Anyway, top four, bottom four. I'll go bottom four first. So we've got Ruck Me Daddy. He's still the app isn't very user friendly, you know.
Do you know what most people would do if it was their one job?
Yeah.
If it was their one,
and I pushed back.
It was this one job, mate.
Oh, now it's
someone's one job. If they just had one job in life.
One job.
They'd make sure they did a good job.
One job.
One job, Toby.
here we go. Here we go.
It's been worth the wait. Yep.
Oh, no, it's still... Here we go. Righto. Ruck Me Daddy. Then we've got MacGyver 77, Boat Race Captain.
Guys, I'm a shocker this year.
And Rugby Champagne.
Yep. Top four.
That's bottom four. Top four is Joe Rocket.
Yep.
Stevie Mack. He's gone up 4 places.
Good on you, Stevie.
Damo.
Not me.
Nope. And Keza. Keza's gone down 2 spots.
Hang on, where are you?
I'm fifth.
You said fourth. Did you say fourth or fifth?
Whoever's listening will be able to agree with one side. But I think I said fifth.
Okay.
Yeah, I went up 8 places.
I often listen back
7 places.
I often listen back to
Skiwi Dave went up 11 places.
Skiwi Dave.
Yeah, he had a good He had a good. You've gone. You're 12th.
He had a good run.
You're 12th.
Pardon the pun. Do you get that?
Someone went up 24-6.
Did you get that?
What?
I said he had a good run. Pardon the pun. Ski me that.
Yeah, that's village.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mate, it's time for breaking news. Kindly supported by
our Patreon members.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Your support is greatly appreciated.
Did you find out if that person left us?
Haven't checked again, mate. Haven't checked. Listen, what else can people do, though, if they don't want to give us their hard-earned cash, which we understand?
We don't understand.
But we'd like it. But if you can't do that, what else can you do?
You can email. We love an email, don't we?
The Super Rugby Podcast at gmail.com.
Yep.
Or superrugbypodcast at gmail.com.
Yes.
You can find that down below. Mate, what's your first story?
So my first story, Ruby Tui.
Yep.
Black Ferns Ruby Tui.
Yep. Sevens player as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So she was making a decision about her future. So she's weighing up the different things that she can do.
What could she do?
Now, the NRLW gave her apparently a mighty, mighty offer.
Mm.
But I think she's turned it down, which is good. But I kept on reading. And the article then says that the top three Six Nations teams, the women's Six Nations teams, are coming to play the Black Ferns in New Zealand.
Amazing.
How good is that?
In New Zealand as well.
Yep. So they're playing Christchurch, Wellington and Auckland.
Do you remember back in the day?
How good's that?
Probably you can't, but back in the day, Australia used to host the World Series. And all it was they'd pick the kind of two other best teams in the world.
Yeah.
And they'd have a little mini tournament.
Would they?
That was like fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you were, invited, it was great.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I don't understand why they don't do more of that in rugby, a little mini.
Well, do you know what they need to do? Is they need to get the best team from New Zealand.
Yeah.
As in, like, Super Rugby team.
Yeah, yeah. We've mentioned this in many
times.
Yeah,
we have. And it only has to be four teams.
Yeah, I agree. Put it on.
Yep. They do a round robin. They play each other. And at the end, let's see.
Or just straight semi and final.
Nah.
Nah, I agree.
I like the idea.
I like the idea too. You're right.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
You're always right.
Three weeks, right. And they play each other once.
Brilliant idea.
Neutral venue.
I think it's been mentioned many times and no one's ever done it.
Nah.
Who do you reckon would win? Because, like, I'm thinking La Rochelle. I watched the La Rochelle game on the weekend. They won.
Leinster won. And Leinster have pretty much all of the Irish player.
If you want to look at it that way, though, you look at the Blues and you say they pretty much have all the Blacks.
No.
Quite a few.
There are 12 are 12 Irish players in Leinster.
All right, just wait.
12.
Mark Talia, All Black.
Yep.
Caleb Clark, All Black.
Yep.
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, All Black.
No, he's not.
He is an All Black.
No.
He is an All Black. Has he put on the jumper? Yes, he has.
No, I am not
Rico
giving you that.
Rico Ioane,
yes.
All Black.
So that's three.
Right? What? Three?
Four. I'm not giving you
Roger.
Roger.
Bowden Barrett.
Yes.
Finlay Christie.
Yep.
Hoskins Tutu.
Yes.
Akira Ioane.
Yep.
Who's at seven? Oh, Dalton Papali'i.
Oh, yep.
Ofa Atunga Fase.
Ofa Atunga Fase.
Yeah. Who's the other prop? The big the guy with the big tash?
Carl.
Carl Tuinafi. He's there as well, right? So it's only basically the inside centre and at fullback. And I'm trying to think, who else is at fullback? Oh, he's in there as well. Yeah, he's older than there is.
Okay,
so that's the point, isn't it?
Yep.
And you want to almost do the same thing with the Crusaders.
Yep, you could. Oh, okay, I'll give you that. Fine.
So, hang on. Are you admitting defeat?
I am agreeing with you.
Okay, very good. My first story, mate. Super Rugby can revive itself with a quasi-American model.
Quasimoto.
We've been talking about this for ages, a draft. So what people are saying is that as it currently stands, Super Rugby is not looking great in the future. Okay, it needs to spice themselves up. They need tighter competitions. People are saying at the moment there might be one or two games over the weekend that you genuinely think someone might win when they, you know what I mean? It was like a tight match.
Yeah.
This week was the Crusaders and the Chiefs. You'd arguably put in there the Brumbies and the Hurricanes. But most weeks it's pretty simple who's going to win. There might be the occasional upset. So they need to, by bringing in a draft,
yep,
you would stop that problem. And what I've done a bit of research to say, just imagine you're a Crusaders and you're only allowed to select 25 players in your squad.
Yep.
And then the rest of those players go into a draft. And basically, depending on where you finished the year before, is your draft...
Is 25 players too many?
No, I think it's right. Because if you think about it, that's basically your match day squad.
23 is the match day squad,
okay,
isn't
so
it?
Why don't we say 23 then? Right? So we say top 23,
yeah.
You pick. Past that, your depth is coming from. Because that what that means then
that
is...
That shares the love.
It shares out all the best players. Stephen Peterfedua, that's a murder, that one. But he would be starting for another team.
Yes.
At his preferred position.
Yes.
So it just means that all of the top players will get put into, you know, different regions. And this is across Australia and New Zealand, potentially. Yep. And also, you know, you could have a world draft.
Yeah.
Where...
World draft wouldn't work.
You'd have to pay them a lot of money. But
different
you could,
seasons.
You could have a world draft where basically maybe
yeah, but when would you have it? There's no... There's no break.
Players put themselves in for it.
I see what you're... Not necessarily a draft, but like a loaning... Or not loan system, like free agent.
Yeah.
I see.
You could put them into that and they could go in for it as well if they want to play. And then it's up to the teams to choose. So that's one thing. The rules. I heard on another podcast a great... Why are we sticking to World Rugby rules? We are our own entity. Super Rugby is Super Rugby and it can make its own laws.
Yes, but would that then...
Impact on the international.
The detriment to New Zealand rugby in the end, in the long game?
I'm going to say yes, it would have an impact, but wait for this. It would strengthen your own competition, which means that you've got better players to pick from. Players would have to... Adapt. Adaptable players are players you want to be in your squad.
Yes, but then you've got to then move back. Let's say the internationals, the July internationals. Then you've got to change you play the whole game again.
I think the players would become very adaptable. They'd have to be adaptable to be selected. So you'd have a player who... couldn't be a one-trick pony,
yep,
because he wouldn't get selected for the ABs, and they would be more coachable,
yep,
more
okay,
adaptable. And I just think, actually, by having a really strong Super Rugby competition, then in reality, you're going to have a strong All Blacks. I don't think you need the same rules. I'm not saying you should change the rules dramatically, yeah.
Well,
but I think...
Lads, we're going to play rugby league now.
I just think you could turn around...
what would you change?
So one thing that was mentioned that I thought was a great idea was... If you have a scrum penalty,
yep,
you can only tap it. You can't kick for a goal, and you can't kick for the sideline. You got to tap it and run. Speed the game up. Got to be taken within the first 5 seconds of the penalty being given. It's got to go. You get innovation from that.
But also, if you think about it, and if that went into an international game, you'd catch a lot of teams off guard.
Correct.
So that wouldn't be to the detriment of the All Blacks.
No, I think you could pick those real sort of those bits that kind of and fitness wise, it'd be great for your team's fitness. I just think you can pick off those elements of the game that, that really slow it down.
Yeah.
And actually encourage players to go beyond that. I just think also you've got to make it more interactive. So another thing that was mentioned that I've heard about was all those boards on the side of the rugby pitch have all the advertising on it. Should be explaining what's just happened. Offside, advantage blue, penalty advantage, so that people in the in watching the game at home, we can normally hear it, can't we?
No, but also at home it comes up.
Yeah, and why isn't it doing it there? You've got to make the match day experience more interactive than it currently is.
I think, obviously, advertising is a big thing.
Yep.
So I think you've still got to keep that, but I still think you could have, you know, a board or two boards on the each 22 and halfway
more,
on each side.
More TV screens as well.
More
big screens.
Yeah, more big screens. Yeah, that would help. But if if you have two blocks on each 22, two blocks on halfway on each side kind of thing,
yeah,
then you'd be able to see, and you could still have advertising running through.
That's right.
You could still have that, but it's just two screens.
Yeah. And you got to remember that the TV cameras are on one side of the pitch.
Yes.
So you've got the whole other side of the pitch that you could do that stuff on as well. You could have them both ways. So this side could see it, and then so could this side as well. Yeah. So I just think they've got to literally sit there and start from scratch again and think about how we're going to make this game take the opportunity to really, really go for it.
Yeah.
Because we have to sit there as Super Rugby and say, we have to offer something different that others aren't offering.
Yeah.
And for a long time, they did that.
Yeah.
They did that in spades because all of the best players in the world were playing Super Rugby.
Mm.
Whereas now that's been diluted. And what we've got to do is think, well, what's our point of difference now? Just think of back in the days, you had Jonah Lomu, Christian Cullen, you had Ma Nonu, Tana Umanga, Richie McCaw. They're all there, mate. Right, your second story.
John Mitchell.
Oh, go on. Interesting to hear this.
He's the new women's head coach for England.
Is he? Oh, for England. Yeah. Oh, I thought he was coming back to New Zealand.
Nah.
He'll be bloody good.
Yes.
Oh, I'm a bit fearful now.
Yes, he'll be very good for them.
Very good. He was a good coach.
He was a good coach.
Didn't work well for the ABs, but
no.
Other than that, he's had a really good run wherever he's been. Good on him.
Yep, exactly. Good on him.
End of the Crusaders dynasty. This is Jeff Wilson saying this is it. The Crusaders are no chance.
I think he's wrong.
I think he's right, but he's wrong.
I think it's the end of the Crusaders being high flying all the time, a bit like the All Blacks.
No, I'm going further than that.
No, but
I'm saying he's right at the end of the year, but I still think they're going to go out with a bang. After watching the weekend, there was nothing in that game, and they've still got a number of players to come back from injury.
Yeah,
Will Jordan being one of them, the excitement machine.
When
Will Jordan.
Will Jordan come back?
Just before the final.
For the final.
So, yeah, I think he's got a point. But I and also Razor going. And the coaching that's going to go through. I think Jason Ryan. That's the one. Jason Ryan leaving is huge. Was huge to the All Blacks. We're starting to see that, the impact of that.
Yes.
This year.
Yeah.
When you take away both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It'll be interesting, won't it?
Very
the Crusaders could become the new Highlanders. Hey, wouldn't that be nice?
No, it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
There's going to be some lean years ahead, though.
But you've got to expect that.
Yeah.
Especially when you've literally turned your coaching staff
upside down.
Yeah.
And all around.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to go over the results, not so much the weekend's results, but the table.
Yeah.
So at the top's the Chiefs. Yep. Unbeaten.
Unbeaten, 9 from 9.
Brumbies, 7 from 9 in second place. Hurricanes, who beat the Brumbies, 7 from 9. 1 point behind. Blues winning 6 out of their 9, and then the Crusaders. Now, I would say to you, those five, any of them could win.
Easy.
Can you see anyone else challenging for the top?
Not beyond the Crusaders.
Not beyond the Crusaders. No, so Reds, Waratahs, Highlanders.
Rebels, Force, Fiji, and Pacifica.
I can't believe Fiji are all the way down there.
Yeah. I did say, didn't I?
But they've only one point.
I did
point.
Say, didn't I?
They're only 1 point behind the Highlanders.
I did say that, though, didn't I?
They're I 2 said points behind I said the they're going to make it. I still stand by that. I think they're going to make it. They're going to make it.
To make it, is it top six that go through?
Top eight.
Oh, they could still make
they
it.
They could make it, yep.
They could. You're right.
All right, mate. What caught your eye over the weekend?
The Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Sold out. Yep. It was sold out. A Super Rugby game.
Sold out.
Now, when can you honestly say you've seen a sold-out Super Rugby game?
Not for a very long time.
Not even the final?
No, not even the final.
That and just
FM, shows. Is it FNG? FMG?
Yeah, FMG.
Yeah, FMG. Not a small stadium either.
23,000, I think?
Not a big stadium. It's the same size as the Crusaders, isn't it? AMI.
No.
But Orange Theory Stadium.
No.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Is the Crusaders that big?
Yeah.
No.
When they get all their seating in. Right, when they okay. get those scaffolding poles oh, back yeah, from yeah, building can... sites. Yeah. Yeah, there hasn't been one for a long time, has there?
No.
Good to see.
But it just shows that...
Well, I gave them a bit of stick. I think they listened to the podcast last week.
When your team's winning.
Yeah, but they're winning against the Jura, and then no one turned up. That's the bit that gets me.
Yeah, but
it's
it was a
bit like
big
you
game.
When, it's a bit like you when I said, oh, you're a fair weather supporter. They just fair weather supporter. They don't want to go to the big matches. Come on, you got to go each week.
You do you? Have to go each week. You're spot on, Damo. You are spot on.
Huh? I know.
For once.
Mate, first thing that caught my eye was Blues play full strength team against the Fiji
and
Jura.
So they should. Do you know why they should?
Because they would have lost if they didn't.
Yes. And Fiji are one of those teams that could turn you over. And a lot of teams go, oh, we're playing Fiji. We'll play a couple of second stringers.
The Crusaders.
A case in point.
Yeah.
Did it pay off?
For the Blues it did.
For the Blues it did, but they didn't play second stringers.
No, well, for a Crusaders, it definitely didn't. They lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Lost in the final seconds of the game. So that was really good to see, and it shows a little bit of respect.
Yes, yes,
that exactly. The big boys are giving the Fijian sides, yep. And good on them.
But it's also, and we've said this with the, All Blacks, is they're keeping the consistent team week in, week out, which is great. That's what you want. That's what you want as a player. Right, I'm going to play outside Damo every single week. Yep. He's going to give me average ball, but I know it's going to be average.
He's going to shovel me some shocking ball.
But, you know, I'm going to get good ball from Damo.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's got good kicking game. We're going to chase it hard. We can. Oh, he's bringing in Gilly.
In joke, but bloody good one.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, point taken.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, it's good. It's good. It is good.
Yeah, it is good.
It'll be good for that team.
Second point, Moana Pacifica.
Yep.
I had them down to win.
I like what you've said here, by the way.
What needs to happen? Because I had them down to win thinking, this is it, at home. Even though no one will turn up, but at home, and it's the Melbourne Rebels.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, they're going to be well up for this game after, you know, some pretty, they're going to be focusing on this game for maybe the last 3 or 4 weeks. They're going to come out there, and they didn't. So what needs to happen? Now, Fiji played in the Australian kind of, NPC competition
okay.
for 2 years to give them a standing and an understanding of how they're going to play.
Yeah.
This is what Moana Pacifica need to do. They need to put a team in the NPC. They need to give the guys from the islands a go. Bring them over. And they still need to play in Super Rugby. I've heard a lot of people saying that they shouldn't be in Super Rugby. I disagree.
No, they should. They need to be.
They need to be. But they just need to do a better job at getting the players from the islands to be playing in that team.
Yep.
And then ideally, they do need to play their matches at home.
Yeah, they do.
Now, home would be Tonga and Samoa.
Yep. Yeah, because if you think Fiji, when they play at home,
wonderful.
It's packed out. Great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Everyone's going nuts.
15,000 as well. That's home. Brilliant. So it's not a small crowd.
No, it's not a small crowd, but it's small enough that they'll pack it out. Yep. It's not like a 60,000 blue stadium.
That's right.
That will never, ever get filled.
That's right. So, you know, we have to learn lessons from Fiji.
Yep.
And Jura, because they've done it. I think, you know, you laughed at me when you said they'd make the quarters. You're now saying they might make the quarters.
No.
Do you agree that next year
they could?
Next year, would you expect for them to make the quarters?
No.
Still wouldn't expect them. Okay, interesting. Interesting. The last one I've got here, mate, is Highlanders.
Yep.
I don't get it. They've got a good side.
Yeah, well.
They start, obviously,
they've got some good players.
There's some stuff
there's
going.
Some donkeys.
There's some stuff going on then, because Thomas Umunga Jensen didn't even start on the weekend. No. Was on the bench. That means that maybe he's gone out and done something he shouldn't have done. And the Highlanders have been known for that over the last few years. Maybe it's everything's
student
not
city.
Not happy.
It's the student city.
Yeah, it is. And you got anything else, mate? Caught your eye?
No. No, nothing ever catches my eye. I haven't been able to watch any game. Friday,
so busy.
I work.
So busy, eh? You're just such a...
Saturday, I work.
Yeah. Sunday.
There's no games on Sunday. I don't record the game. Maybe I need to.
Listener's question, mate. You read it.
Listener's questions. This is from Paul. Paulo. And he says, wanted to pick your brains on who you would start, bench, and scrap out of these three. Now, there's actually four there.
Mate. Come on, Paul.
Anyway, Scott Gregory, Owen Farrell, Owine Farrell, Marty Banks, Mario Toje.
I like what he's done here. And the reason why I like what he's done, because he's picked a player that we like, but who's shit.
Marty Banks.
Yeah, I mean, Marty, but he's a good player. Went about 6-7 years ago.
Yep.
Not so much anymore.
No.
And then he's actually put, like, Gregory, who isn't that good.
No.
But we love a tryer.
Yes, but we don't like him.
And then he's put two people that he knows we absolutely hate. And Owen Farrell.
Owine Farrell. And
Mara Itoje. Yeah. So who are you going to start? Who are you going to bench, and who are you going to scrap?
Well, Itoje is not back, so I'm going to scrap him.
Oh, my God. Go on.
I'm going to start Marty Banks.
Oh.
And I'm going to bring Scott Gregory off the bench.
Do you know what? I have to admit, I'm definitely starting Marty Banks.
And then
he replied to our tweet.
And then who do you hate more? Oh, yeah, Marty Banks, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, legend. He's always going to start in my books. I'm going to bring off the bench Itoje, because I can't hand on heart say I want Scott Gregory to be on the bench.
It depends which game. Is this a Ripper Rugby game? Tag rugby.
Even then, I'd go Itoje, long arms.
That's true. Yeah, no footwork.
But I couldn't do it. Owen Farrell.
Mm.
If you genuinely wanted to win,
if you genuinely wanted to win, you'd go Itoje and Owen Farrell. If you wanted to win, I'm all about taking part.
All right. So
if Wina Pacifica. It's the taking
those boys
part
have a great time, don't they?
Also, do you feel the best of rugby is still to come or in the history books?
Good question, that.
Very good.
I think it's still to come.
Do you?
I think it's still to come, yeah.
Good.
I think they've been
thanks for putting a weekly smile on my face, Paulo. Love it.
Yeah.
Right, mate. My question to you. You spoke about the Brumbies.
The Brumbies. Bloody hell. What are they doing in the...
The Brumbies being the only Oz team in the top four.
Yep.
Okay. What does that mean, or what does this mean for their national team?
I think the national team will be absolutely fine. That's the first thing.
So if we just look through that table again of Super Rugby.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. We're going Chiefs, then the Brumbies.
Mm.
Hurricanes, Blues, yep. Crusaders. Now, that's the Crusaders in fifth.
Yeah, I mean, you got your Reds and your Waratahs. And arguably...
There's a big gap.
There is a big gap. And there is a big gap as well. You know,
10 points.
I can't see the Reds or the Waratahs or
they
the Rebels. I can't see them winning a quarterfinal.
No.
And if they did win a quarterfinal, I can't see them winning a semi.
No.
Like, no chance.
No.
Winning two games, let alone three to win the whole thing. So, yeah, I agree with you. But what I would say is Aussies have been like that for years. They've very rarely had really strong kind of club rugby, even when they've been really good internationally.
True. Although there's been, you know, you'd go maybe the Brumbies and Waratahs or the Reds.
Yeah, they normally
Waratahs,
have two,
you know,
don't they?
Two up there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, it has sort of gone, oh, maybe there's two New Zealand teams and two Aussie teams in the top five.
I mean, Australia will drop teams, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because Eddie Jones has spoken about there needs to be a drop off of two teams.
Two?
Yeah, in the past. He thinks, I'm guessing, he thinks both the Force and the Rebels need to go. So that you condense your player base.
Yeah, but I think the Force need to be in it.
No,
they need that player pool over that side of Australia.
I 100% agree with you, but there's no way you're going to get rid of the Waratahs, the Reds, or the Brumbies.
No.
So he gets what he wants. Eddie Jones gets what he wants.
Steady Eddie.
So I am sure that the competition will shrink over the coming years. And this is the, you know, what happens if it shrinks in New Zealand as well?
Yeah.
You got a very, very small competition playing there then. Mate, my question to you. What would you rather? Your national side flying high or an exciting Super Rugby competition? So would you rather Australia doing really well, New Zealand doing really well at the top, and Super Rugby dwindling and struggling and no one turning up on a weekly basis? Or would you rather have an absolutely world-class Super Rugby competition?
And then what happens with your national team?
No, the thing is your national team is struggling at the cost of changing the rules, you know, getting in different players, having a draft system.
That's a really tough question.
It is a tough, that's hence why I ask it, mate. I like to ask the tough questions.
And I like to fob off the tough answers. So, but is there light at the end of the tunnel?
That's up to you, mate. You've got to make that choice, because I think that's where we're at. I genuinely think if we remain focused on our All Blacks,
yeah,
it's coming at the cost of the local competition. I think we need to get rid of the NPC and go more Super Rugby, but just do it a lot better than we currently do it.
Yeah, but then what happens to the provincial? What happens to Heartland Rugby? What happens?
No, that still continues. Your top level NPC will go really, and all your provincial stuff would still happen. The tier 3 and 2 will still go on.
Right.
But your Auckland, your Canterbury and all of that, you know, they've already played. They're playing for the All Blacks. So you have the second rate competition playing there, you know. For those people, go and play. Go play for the smaller unions. Strengthen that as well.
This is true. That's a very good point.
There you go, mate.
But then what are you picking your Super Rugby from? Those small teams?
Your Super Rugby, yeah.
Not
I mean,
even Manawatu,
where,
but like...
Where do you pick your Super Rugby?
Wairarapa Bush, Poverty Bay.
Yeah.
East Coast.
Where do you pick them now from? You don't pick them from the NPC comp, in reality.
No, you pick them from Super Rugby.
You pick them from Super Rugby.
Yeah.
They get a little chance. They go to an academy. They come up through the ranks. Not how I would want it.
That's true, actually. And with the Super Rugby will become... There'll be more exciting players coming from those smaller teams.
Making their way up through.
Making
their
way up into a Super Rugby team.
You come out of school.
Yep.
And you go and play the NPC
comp.
Tier
3.
Tier 2, tier 3. Yeah. You know, playing for Canterbury Country.
Yeah.
Rather than Canterbury.
Yeah.
Because those boys are playing in Super Rugby.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to put my hands up again.
Wow.
The draft system.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the draft system. And you could do the draft system from
you
those.
You still haven't answered my question. What would you rather?
Well, I hate seeing the All Blacks lose. So the All Blacks. I want to see the All Blacks flying high.
Yeah, I disagree with you.
You'd like to see the All Blacks
losing. I would like to see...
And
The Super Rugby competition being unbelievable.
I think.
Packed out, players, like everyone from around the world wanting to play in it.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay. And
so
I
a bit
think
like the Premiership football.
The thing is
at
that
the cost of the national England team.
Yes, right. So we're still making quarters and semis.
We're still doing okay.
We're just not winning those finals.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll relook at it and I'll go Super Rugby, because I think if we stuck and if we made Super Rugby exciting and we got rid of the NPC or Bunnings Cup or whatever it's called, if we got rid of those, then we could, 2, 3, 4 years down the line, it would then become, it would rub off on the All Blacks, wouldn't it?
I agree. I think in the long term, it definitely rub off on the All Blacks. So I think in the long term, you're looking after the national game by making sure that your competition is at the top.
You've got solid foundations, don't you? You know, you can't expect, especially when you make loads of changes like that, you can't expect it to be amazing straight away.
No.
For your national team. I
agreed,
like that.
Mate.
Very good question.
I try my best. Right, we're going to finish off the show with player of the week. Who's it going to for you, or what's it going to?
The Chiefs. Yeah, the Chiefs for me. And the reason why is that there was a lot of pressure going into this game.
There was a lot of pressure, yeah.
The Crusaders were looking to find a bit of form. I changed twice.
Oh, you picked twice,
yep.
Did you?
So initially,
I think
it was
I'm
Chiefs.
I'm shocked that you would have thought the I didn't expect the Crusaders to win.
I know what that team can do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I initially chose the Chiefs, and then I went, the Crusaders. I think I did the Crusaders by 5.
Yeah,
and then I changed back to the Chiefs.
Yeah,
by 12. So there's a difference. So. You know, if you need some pick advice, just let me know. Over these last couple of weeks, I've been doing pretty well.
You have been.
2 points off here and there. Been spot on a couple of times.
Yeah.
But no, the Chiefs. Pressure, Crusaders looking to find form, looking to bounce back from a bit of eh. The players needed to prove something, and they didn't. They could have done, and they came very close, but they didn't.
I'm going to say D-Mac and the Chiefs again, but D-Mac's tackle in the corner stopping the Crusader from scoring.
The Flash alluded to it, didn't he?
I think we might be talking about Lester Fianucu or someone like that.
Right. So a strong runner.
Strong runner. And he just like put his body on the line and stopped the try from being scored.
He's a great defender.
Yeah. I just think, you know, he's got to be in the All Blacks. He's got to come off the bench. I think you're absolutely right. If he's not, I don't think he should start.
No, I agree.
But I think he's a game changer.
Yes, 100%.
And I think when New Zealand were at their very best, their real strength was their bench.
Oh, and their were almost better than the starting players. You think about Beauden Barrett was a bench player.
Adi Savea
was a bench player. TJ Perenara probably wasn't as good as,
but
he changed the game.
Different.
Yeah. And when he played well, he played well, didn't he?
Absolutely. You got safe guys and you've got your guys that can just rip it up.
Yeah.
Like Lamape could have filled in that role for New Zealand, but we're moving on from that.
Yeah. We're not bitter about that, are
we? Nah, not at all. Not at all. First name on my team sheet. Yep. Mate, listen, it's always a pleasure doing this show with you. We've already spoken about how people can...
Yeah, but we'll do it again. We'll give ourselves a bit of a plug. They can like, share, subscribe, Patreon, link is below, email in. We've given you the email addresses at the top. You know, just listen.
Yeah.
Tell a friend.
Just listen.
Yeah.
Just listen.
5-star reviews.
Yeah.
Have we had any of those lately?
Haven't looked, mate. I need to look, actually. I'll read a few of them out next week,
please.
Shall I?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Mate, I'm looking forward to the weekend of rugby. Some great games coming up.
Another 4-day week.
Another 4-day weekend for us. Oh, go King Charles.
Yes, thank
you. I've never been so into the Royals. Love you guys. Yeah. Keep up the good work. Mate, until next week.
See you later.
Catch you later. Podcast Network.